Up there by Ronnie Wilbank, Billy Seeley assisting along with Tommy Landry. And easily gets the first down for the Yellow Jackets. Back into the ball game is Jeff Worthington. That's split in. Mike Anderson comes off. Coming to the near side is Worthington. The handoff to the second man, Dennis Howell, and he is thrown for about a yard loss as Billy Seeley comes up to assist Tommy Landry in dumping him at the 42-yard line. So a loss of a yard on the play gives it makes it now second down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. They put the ball on the 45-yard line. They say it's forward progress to stop there. It'll be second down and 8. A keeper play by Parker as he comes around the right side and is knocked out of bounds at the 49-yard line by Tommy Landry and Ronnie Wilbanks. Put the ball now just outside the midfield stripe as far as the Indians are concerned. Put it on the Jacket 49. Right behind the light pole. It'll be third down and about 5 for the Jackets at their own 49. Worthington comes split to the right. Back to pass goes Parker. He throws too tall, way too tall for Tom Rhodes. His 35-yard line is Monty Parker. And Tommy Landry now runs back as a single safety. He gets his kick away. Landry watches it hit. And he's going to let it roll. It's going to be dead at the Indian 12-yard line. I didn't see any. Yes, now there is. I see it back here. It's behind the light standard. That light pole blocked their vision. So bring that play back, and we'll do it all over again. Against the Indians. To the Indian 46-yard line, and it gives the Jackets a first down. The illegal procedure charged against the Indians gives the Jackets the first and 10 on the Indian 46-yard line. Brian Thompson goes back in for the Jackets. And check off Dennis Howell. First down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets on the 46-yard line. And Indians into the field. A pitch out goes to but a red flag flies. There's a flag down on the play and call it back as the Jackets. Back to the 49. We're back to play. The Jackets have a first and 15 on their own 49. Parker is rolling to the left, wants to pass. He can't find a receiver, and he has to run with it. He's down to the Indian 44, 43-yard line before he's finally stopped. Nice pickup on that play as Parker had to keep it, run with it. It'll be second down and 7 for the Jackets on their own 43-yard line. I beg your pardon. On the Indian 43-yard line. This time we have a split end to the left. Parker rolls to the right, wants the pass, he throws. It's too tall, intercepted by Billy Seeley at the 25, to the 30, back to the 35, to the 38-yard line. Billy Seeley on an interception from Monty Parker. Gives the Indians possession of the football on their own 38-yard line. First and 10 now. Possessing the football, Greg Davis is the man under. Britton split to the left. The handoff to Alvarez across the right side. Breaks out to the Breaks out to the 45-yard line. Stopped at that point. At the line of scrimmage. Apparently, we're being blocked out by another station on this frequency. I think that's what our problem is. Some atmospheric condition is blocking out our transmitter, I think. Third down and one for the Indians at their own 48-yard line. The handoff goes to Alvarez. He gets the first down across the 50 to the 47-yard line and the jackets into the field. And the Indians have a first down at the jacket 47-yard line. First down and 10. And so the Indians keep their drive going and are now on the jacket 47-yard line. Shift out of the eye, Britton to the left. The handoff right up the middle to Alvarez. He gets across the 45 to about the 43-yard line. He is stopped at that point. As the jacket secondary comes up to stop him, Ricky Carter, credited with the stop. Second down, 7 for the Indians on the yellow jacket 43-yard line. It's Britton to the left side, Leighton Brown to the right. The handle. It's a keeper play by Davis. He spins, breaks away from four tacklers, and is finally smothered at the jacket 35-yard line. But I think he got the first down, if all is in order. They place it, though, at the 31-yard line. And that's very close for a measurement. No, they say it is first down. First down for the Indians at the Yellow Jacket 31-yard line. A big play as Davis was in trouble, kept the football, shook off three or four tacklers before he was finally dropped at the Jacket 31. We have 6 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. A fake handoff. Now the pitch out to Alvarez, going around the right side. Gets some nice blocking. Makes his cut. He's down to the 30-yard line, and he stopped at that point on the far side of the field for about an 8-yard gain on the 29-yard line. So the Indian ground game is clicking. Substitutions at the tight end position, as Trahan and Gernance are shuttling in and off. Here's the play, the handoff of the second man, the power play up the middle, a fumble, a loose football. The Indians have it at the line of scrimmage. They recover their own fumble. Let's see who the last man is off that football. I was just going to say, it looked like Greg Davis recovering that fumble. He took a dive for it. What a beautiful swan and a half gainer. But he lost a half yard or a whole yard back to the 30-yard line. It's third down and 3 for the Indians at that point. Davis on a keeper. He gets down to the 26-yard line and maybe a first down. He stopped by Paul Jack. He gets the first down. First and 10 Indians at the Yellow Jacket 26-yard line. So the Indians maintain possession and keep their drive and their momentum going. Leighton Brown flanks to the right side. Rusty Britton to the left. The handoff to Alvarez. He comes busting through the middle across the 20 down to the 17-yard line. And close again for it's about a yard short of the first down at the jacket 17 as Alvarez got some beautiful blocking and burst through to the 17-yard line, a yard short of the first down. Second and 1, 4 minutes and 45 seconds, the clock running here in the third quarter. 21-14, the Jackets lead. Davis hands off again to Alvarez. He's across the 15, gets the first down at the 14-yard line. And that momentum stays in motion. The Jackets continuing their drive I beg your pardon, the Indians continuing their drive. And it's first and 10 at the Jacket 14. Davis calls the play. It's a keeper by Davis, as he is smothered at about the 13-yard line by four or five Jackets, most notably Robert Dye, number 60, defensive left guard. And he gets 2 yards for his effort, second down and 8. The ball is on the Jacket 13-yard line, second down and 8. Leighton Brown flanks to the right. Here's the play, the power play up the middle for no gain, or maybe a yard. Let's see who the ball carrier was on that play. I believe Tommy Landry took the handoff. And only got to the line of scrimmage and maybe a half yard. So it'll be third down. And still about 7 needed. Yes, as Jim says, a very big third down. Leighton Brown flanks to the right side. The rest of the I formation in very tight. The handoff and driving down to the 5, to the 2, and he slides into the end zone is Alvarez, but they will rule his forward motion stop at the 2-yard line. A first and goal for the Indians on the Jacket 2. A first and goal at the Jacket 2-yard line. As Alvarez picked up a big yardage gain and a big third down play for the Indians. Landry goes to the right as the rain starts to fall a little more heavier here. Here's a power play right up the middle. Touchdown for the Indians. Tommy Landry was the ball carrier. That's Tommy's second touchdown of the evening. As Landry goes across, it's 21-20 with a try for extra point coming up. Now the Indians have a decision to make whether to go for 2 points or one. Now, Tommy Landry generally kicks the extra points for the Indians. He is still in the ball game. McCary is in. He holds, so we will kick the extra point. Here is the snap. He controls it. It is a fake as McCary rolls to the right. He is going to try to run it in, but he does not make it. McCary tried to run it over on the fake kick extra point, but was stopped about 2 yards short. And our score is now Port Arthur 21, Port Neches Grove 20. Now with kickoff, their try for extra point was no good, and they trail by 1 point. Here's the kick. Nunez kicks it long and high. It's taken at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, to the 25. And he is tripped up and dropped at the 27-yard line. I believe that was Howell on the run back. Billy Seeley put the stop on him. Yes, Dennis Howell was the ball carrier. And Billy Seeley got in there and tripped him up. He lost his balance and was dropped at his own 27-yard line. And that's the point from which the Jackets will start their series of downs. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Coming to the near sideline as a split end is Mike Thompson. And the handoff goes to Howell. He comes up the middle, gets to the 30, across to the 31-yard line. He's stopped there by Amos Haynes, defensive end for the Indians. A gain of about 6 yards, second down and 4. The officials holding a towel over that football until they're ready to use it. The rain continues to come down. A pitch out to Dennis Howell. He tries to go around the left side, gets some nice blocking. He's to the 40 and down at the 43-yard line. You're right, Jim. This lad, Dennis Howell, is tough to stop. But the Indians do so at the Jacket 43-yard line. It's a first and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. And the pitch out again. Goes to Dennis Howell as he tries to come around the right side. Gets a nice blocking across the 50-yard line of the Indian 47. John Vice comes up to make the stop, along with McCatherine. A measurement timeout. And Dennis Howell hits a first down for the Jackets on the Indian 47-yard line. Howell, he drops the ball. It's a loose football, and who recovers it? A red flag flies, and a player is down. A Jacket is down on the field. A flag flies. There was a loose football. I do not know who recovered it at this time. Let's see who that was. I believe that's Dennis Howell, who's getting up slowly and being brought to the sideline. I believe if all is in order, the Indians have recovered the football. A clipping penalty is declined, and the Indians take possession of the ball. First and 10 on their own 48-yard line. A minute 28 remains in the third quarter. Here's a keeper play by Davis. He gets across the 50 to the 48-yard line. A flag is down again, however. And Davis is stopped by David LeBlanc at the Jacket 47-yard line. A big penalty is going to be stepped off against the Indians. Bring it all the way back to the Fort Natchez Groves 38-yard line, 39-yard line. Let's see what the infraction was. It's a major penalty. Holding on the near side is split in. Davis rolls to the left. Wants the pass. He throws. It's completed the 40 to the 45 to Landry, and he's out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Ricky Carter came up to throw Landry out of bounds. But it now brings up a second down and about 10 situation as they recovered 15 yards. They lost by virtue of the penalty. And the Indians now have a second down and 10 back where this series of downs started at their own 49-yard line. Herman Hebert checks in for the Indians. And Eddie Nunez checks in offensively for the Indians. I believe we've had a timeout. It looks like the Landry, and he only gets a yard to the midfield stripe. Landry is covered with mud. He is completely covered with mud. We have two fresh jerseys in, as we indicated a while ago, number 24, Herman Hebert, and number 52, Eddie Nunez, as an offensive lineman. Leighton Brown, a flanker to the left. Britton split to the right. Davis rolls back, wants the pass, throws long. It is, well, what is it? Complete or incomplete? It is good, they say. The Jacket fans think he trapped it, but it is complete to Leighton Brown at the Jacket 41-yard line. The Jacket fans don't particularly care for that call. Less than a yard at the Jacket. It is a first down. They say it is a first down. At the Jacket 41-yard line. We have 25 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The Indians keeping their drive alive here in the waning seconds of the third quarter. They trail by only 1 point. It's been a very close ball game all evening. Davis on a keeper going around the right side. Gets across the 40, down to the 38, maybe the 37-yard line. He's rolled out of bounds on the 37. A gain of about 4 yards makes it second down. The clock runs out now.